Washington state lawmakers are preparing for an unusual and historic 105-day legislative session. It will begin Monday under tight security and amid concerns that protesters may try to occupy the Capitol. But after day one, the session will operate mostly remotely. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this preview.
Before this session even begins, tensions are running high on the Capitol campus. On the day a pro-Trump mob stormed the U.S. Capitol, Washington State Patrol troopers faced off with the president's backers outside the governor's residence in Olympia. Earlier, dozens of people, some armed, had breached the perimeter gate and swarmed the grounds while Governor Jay Inslee was home.
I'm disappointed in this situation. We're going to find out why it happened and how it happened.
But first, the State Patrol has to prepare to secure the entire Capitol building on Monday. That's when the legislature will convene, but without public access allowed because of COVID. It's an ironic situation. Lawmakers have to meet in person to agree to then meet mostly remotely for the rest of the session. Far-right groups have called the closure of the Capitol unconstitutional. There have even been threats to occupy the building, although in the wake of what happened at the U.S. Capitol, Washington 3% and Hazardous Liberty have announced a change of plans. Democratic Speaker of the House Lori Jenkins says she's confident in the security measures that will be in place outside the building and the public health measures on the inside.
I think we have great plans in place to both protect people's health in that way and to protect people's physical health.
Both Jenkins and minority Republicans, like State Senator Shelley Short, reject the idea that it's irresponsible to meet Monday at the Capitol.
If we kowtow to that intimidation, then they've won.
Presuming things go as planned on Monday, most lawmakers will then decamp to their homes or district offices to carry out the state's first-ever largely virtual legislative session. To get ready, lawmakers have been practicing how to debate and vote via Zoom. Speaker Jenkins is already anticipating there will be technical glitches and a slower-than-normal pace of legislating.
I will never argue to people that this session is going to be a series of unicorns and rainbows.
In some states, lawmakers are meeting in person, but Jenkins, who works in public health, says it's not worth the risk of someone getting seriously ill or dying. While some Republicans have voiced concerns about transparency, in some ways, access will be even easier for the public. Instead of having to drive to Olympia, people will be able to testify on bills from the comfort of home or work. And as usual, TVW, the state's C-SPAN channel, will cover the session gavel to gavel.
The sergeant at arms of the House.
Already, Inslee and majority Democrats are teeing up a packed legislative agenda. One of the first orders of business will be to start dispersing the second round of federal COVID relief dollars, including money for food and rental assistance and aid for struggling businesses. Another top priority for Democrats is police reform, like a ban on chokeholds and creation of an independent state office to investigate excessive force. This is also a budget writing year. Governor Inslee is once again calling for a new capital gains tax on the state's wealthiest citizens. He and majority Democrats say this is no time for an austerity budget. In fact, Deputy Senate Majority Leader Monica Dhingra says the pandemic serves as a call to action.
It has clearly shown us the inequities that exist in our society. And we, as elected leaders of the state, now have that responsibility to address those inequities.
Minority Republicans push back on the idea of new or higher taxes or more state spending, and House Minority Leader J.T. Wilcox says when it comes to equity, there are different definitions.
If we're going to lift all people, we have to be very sure that we are lifting the non-urban parts of the state and the small cities and small towns.
Wilcox is also calling for changes to the governor's emergency powers. He says the pandemic has stress-tested the system, and he believes the legislature should play a bigger role during extended emergencies. Democrats, though, seem cool to the idea of making changes. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.